Hey, it's Leslie.
And Mike.
You're so thrilled to do that. You're like, what?
I was going to open with my opening.
What was that?
Hi, y'all. It's the Friday Night Beer Vlog.
All right.
Stop. Anyway,
start
okay.
That over. Start
no,
that.
This is the this
edit
is
that
the
out.
Friday Night Beer Blog. This is the weekly reading of my weekly blog. I have this habit of reading it to Mike so that he can tell me whether it sucks or it sucks before I hit publish. So anyway, so this week we are kind of celebrating, but I'm just going to go ahead and read this.
Okay.
How does that sound? All right.
You didn't want me to read it, did you? That would have been painful.
Yeah, I don't have all day. Okay. So this week's title of the blog is A Parent's Rite of Passage. Parent's Rite of Passage. March 5th, 2021. The sixth official Friday Night Beer Blog. Hot damn! You know, there just aren't enough times in life to celebrate. So when you have the chance, effing do it. Rites of passage in life come at such a rapid rate when we're young. Talking, walking, using the toilet, first day of school, other school stuff, sports stuff, graduations, jobs, all the firsts. But as we get older, those milestones are fewer and farther between. Today was a good day, and Mike and I are experiencing one of the rites of passage of every parent. We made the very last tuition payment to any college attended by any of our children
forever.
Can I say hot damn again? Say it, Mike.
Hot damn.
Hot damn. It's been a long 6 years. You always think you're financially prepared, but you're not. And you think you know exactly what it's going to cost, but you don't. College tuition, housing, books and supplies, and living expenses, including travel if they attend school far from home, are out of control. You agree with that?
Agree.
I remember thinking when I went to U of L in the 80s that it cost too much then. It was a luxury. And I appreciated my parents helping me through. After graduation, somehow U of L owed me $10.
Oh my God, I knew.
It was absolutely unheard of that the school owed me money instead of the other way around. You know I had to mention this story.
Oh, I know.
Most people would have just written off that tenner and let the school keep it. But there was no way in hell I was going to give them any more of my money.
You don't know Leslie Lindsay.
That's right. I could buy a pair of shoes with that $10.
I was going to say a pair of those Kmart kids.
That's right, babe. Two pair. So I stood in line at the bursar's office for well over an hour and had them cut me a check. I think even they couldn't believe that I was going to such lengths, but it was the mere principle of the thing.
It's all about the principle.
Mm-hmm. Were they going to take all the small amounts of cash left behind by people like me and reduce the cost of tuition to someone less fortunate? No.
Hell no.
They were going to pocket it, so I was going to take it back, thank you very much. I was living in a friend's attic at the time, and I had to ride my bike to get to work and to school.
Fuji.
So any money was gold anyway.
That was a Fuji.
That was a heavy Fuji bicycle. Being able to help our children pay for college has been something we promised Ian and Kate from the beginning. The deal was that they work hard academically to get scholarships and grants, and we would financially help keep their student loans down. It's the same deal that a lot of parents make with their kids and are able to complete if they are financially prepared enough. But not only did I want to help my kids pay for college, I wanted them to be able to look at all options and go where they felt best. Personally, I wanted more than anything to go to film school at UCLA or NYU, and at the time, it didn't seem like a realistic option for me. In fact, when I look back on my life, I honestly think that the biggest regret in my life was not finding a way, anyway, to go. I bet you thought the biggest regret was... No, I'm not going to say that. It's not nice.
Me?
No. So I wanted to make sure that my kids knew that money should never be a barrier to something you really want. And they both chose to attend college out of state as the best options for them, which also makes me very happy, as long as they do something with it. But back to the actual cost of college. The thought that with the money that we've paid out the last 6 years could have paid off our house and more, or purchased Mike's dream car several times over, or bought so many bicycles is beside the point. We have done right by our kids and worked hard to make sure they are prepared for their next big rite of passage, becoming real live adults. So cheers to us. Where's your glass? Cheers to us. We wonder what we might do with all the extra money we're going to have now.
Retire.
But sorry if I made you spittake at that. We all know how that goes. I remember when the kids didn't need daycare anymore and we wondered what we would do with all that money. But for the life of me, I don't remember there being any extra money because life takes over and something else you've been ignoring needs to be addressed almost immediately. All I do know is that our friends are going to be so happy not to hear about college tuition anymore.
True.
That's for damn sure. Me too. So tonight we're drinking. We're clinking glasses at a restaurant that isn't Qdoba. And if you know us, you know that's a big deal.
Or Taco Bell.
Or Taco. Yeah.
When times get tough.
Yeah. Well, that's 2 o'clock in the morning. But so check it off the list. Tuition payments complete. Check. LLM. All right. Let's clink again. Damn it. All right. That's it, y'all. This is going out a little bit early because we seriously are going out to celebrate tonight. We're going to go probably to the third restaurant we've been to since the pandemic started. There was just no way I was going to let today pass without marking it in some way. So I'm proud of us. We did good.
We made it happen. Well, we didn't pay for it entirely. They still have some debt.
Well, they still have some debt, but we put them in a good position.
Mm-hmm.
Because any college right now is
insane,
crazy expensive. So for all you parents out there that are still paying,
$529.
That's early.
Yeah,
$529 early.
And we did a $529.
Yeah,
and that went fast.
Yeah, because you never know what it's going to cost later.
We didn't stay attuned to the price of tuition.
Yeah,
like we should have.
Yes.
Otherwise, we would have saved more. But
yeah. But it will happen.
Who's getting all that money? That's what I want to know.
It's not me. All right. So that's it. You all have a great week. I'll be back next week with another New Old You podcast. And we will be back next Friday with another Friday Night Beer blog. And we'll be approaching the time change next Friday. Turning a corner. All right. Happy spring, y'all. See ya. Bye.